up, guys? What's up, world? We're talking with the Brown Brothers, Haunting Hour, Ryan and Tyler. What's up, guys?
Guys, it is so freaking good to be back on the PM&A podcast.
Oh, but thank you again for the last time. You guys gave us a huge shout out. It was very nice of you. You gave us a huge shout out last time. Ryan came and hang out with us. Unfortunately, Tyler didn't, but he was there in spirit and scary form. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Hey, absolutely. And Tyler's not in his spirit form now. We actually have him live on the
in
show.
In person.
Right, right. Probably.
Yeah, let me just say it is officially a pleasure to virtually meet you both.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been a long time. I can't remember when we planned this out. I think it was just after Christmas. I was looking at dates, and I was like, Ernie and I were like, we talked about we want to talk about aliens. We got to get the Brown Brothers both on. Mm-hmm. Let's plan this out. Took a while, but we're here. Let's crack some beers. Let's talk. Yeah. Just so people know, we're talking aliens.
Hang on. To prove how big of fans we are, I want to know one thing. That beer that you guys had, the alcohol that you had shipped to yourself, I can't remember the name of it right offhand, though. How was it?
We have not received it yet.
No!
Come on!
Dude, we're waiting just like you are. Like, we've been waiting for months for this Brothers Bond bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I knew it was Brothers something. I didn't want to sound stupid and be like, I know it had something to do with family members, but
I love a bourbon.
Yeah, it's the two guys who, I don't know if you guys ever seen The Vampire Diaries, but it's those two guys who like drink bourbon in every episode.
Oh.
They actually created their own bourbon.
Oh, no way.
That's sick.
We got to buy it.
Yeah, you guys are like haunted. And they're brothers, and you watch it. Isn't that the poster that's behind you? Is that what it is? No.
Oh, this is Supernatural. Oh, very close.
Yeah, way to go.
Listen, I don't watch scary stuff. These guys know that. I'm just catching up here, man.
Hey, in your defense, they both air on the CW, and they're both about brothers.
Give him any.
listen. We're drinking some beers over here too. What are you drinking, Ernie?
Wavemaker.
Oh,
I'm dropping their new drop.
Maybe a sponsor of ours.
Maybe a sponsor. Could be you.
What are you guys drinking tonight?
Ryan, after you, what do you got over there?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very not much of a, you know, IPA kind of guy or craft beer.
Okay.
But I'm actually drinking a little Heady Topper from Vermont right now.
Oh, what's that? What Heady Topper? What do you mean? Like, what is it?
What kind of beer is that?
It's like, I don't know. It's like a huge craze that's going on in Vermont that everybody thinks it's one of the best beers on the planet, I guess.
Oh.
It's great. I don't think it's the best beer I've ever had in my entire life, but everybody's like goes nuts about it, but hey, it's beer, so I can't really complain.
Right. It's cold and it's opened.
That's all right. What about yourself?
And don't let him fool you. He has a black coffee next to him and a water behind him. Mm. All right, this dude's not a hammer. He's soft.
All right.
What's in the coffee, bro?
Yeah, is it black?
On the other side of the table, you have a lovely Shipyard Smashing Pumpkin because I, unlike Ryan, am all about Halloween year-round.
Oh, my God. Dude, you'd be our... Oh, my God.
You definitely need to start a podcast.
Dude.
He's all about the pumpkins.
I'm all about... I like Halloween, though. I don't like scary shit, but I'm all about Halloween. So, I love pumpkin beer, too. That's, like, my jam. I don't know if we've probably talked about this 300 times, but on Halloween night... Before Halloween, I go to all the local breweries and pick up a bunch of pumpkin ales.
And he gets hammered and hands out candy to little kids.
I do. That's my jam.
How scared are the kids of you?
Well, one beer in, he's fine. 17 beers in, you get 17 candies.
So I play this game where I pick a costume. I'm like, if this one shows up, I'm dumping the whole ton in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm giving them a shit ton.
He's got
by
like
the end
one of those
of the night, I'm like, I love everybody's costume.
He's got that Budweiser red light. He sets it off, scares the shit out of the kid.
Oh, yeah,
I can see a mom walking with her kid like to your place, and
right.
She's like, "We don't go here anymore."
The guy with the beard, we skip. Remember,
they have like the you know the parents they put like they have those little glow sticks. They put glow sticks with an X on it, so the other parents know don't go in there.
Oh, they're getting crafty. I got the hose.
Yeah.
I'll spray that shit.
Don't go in there.
Oh my
He
God.
Gets all handsy and...
Whoa!
Don't be the bud... Don't,
no.
No,
what?
Like huggy. You're like,
no.
My favorite.
Not COVID.
Oh, COVID, right.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Also, last compliment for you guys. I love the new audio setup. You can totally tell with how you guys have upgraded. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
What did you guys, I know it's going to sound, most people won't care about this, but what kind of mics did you guys end up getting?
They're Mallies, I think, or yeah. Matt Mallows or something. But yeah, it was actually, I'm producer of the show, so it's usually me doing all the
good,
shit.
Good.
Tyler's the one who's like, hey, I think we need some new mics. And he's like, you know, I'll front the cash for us this time. And it was like the best thing we've ever done in Ireland. Mm-hmm.
It's, you can totally tell, like, not that the other audio quality was bad before, but you can just tell, like, it's just so much clearer than that. And it sounds, I just wanted to let you know, it's really, really sounds good.
All right, we're done kissing each other's asses.
No more ass kissing.
No, keep going.
Keep going. I love the pumpkin beer. That's what's up. How do you, like, where do you even, we don't even, they don't even sell it anymore. Like, how do you have, like, some leftovers or what?
Oh, wait, you can find these. If you dig deep enough, you can find Shipyard everywhere.
Did you get that on like the black market or like the dark web or some shit?
I know a guy.
On the dark web.
Not the dark web. We're ironically, we're actually going to do an episode on the dark web in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Someone could say he's almost patched in. Pop the patch.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Shit. Someone's tracking this video call like right now. The FBI's like, I'm gonna get on this.
Yeah. If we haven't even said the word alien yet,
so can't even cross. They can't cross the border. Nah, what are you talking about? Good. We're good. They can't cross. My local parliament will take care of me. No, they will not.
No, they will not. No.
So
you're getting tased by the border.
First things first, aliens. I have never had anything crazy happen. Only maybe one thing happened that was like alien related, but have you guys ever had any? I think last time we talked, Ryan, you said something happened and I was at work and it was crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, we were looking it up earlier, and you can classify alien encounters to an encounter of the first kind, the second kind, the third kind, and the fourth kind. And I always thought that I had an encounter of just the first kind. But it was, I guess I had a mix between an encounter of the first kind and the second kind.
Could you give us like a little bit of history lesson? Like, I've never even heard of that one by four.
Yeah, so an encounter of the first kind is when you see an alien spacecraft in like the sky somewhere. So that's like classified as a first kind encounter. An encounter of the second kind is when you see this alien spaceship, but then something happens either electrically or with like hydraulics in a vehicle or something.
All the electricity shuts off or something.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the third kind is when an alien being, you see an actual alien being coming off the ship or like beam down, I guess. An encounter of the fourth kind is the scariest one, and that's when a human gets abducted from aliens.
So it truly is kind of like the base system, you know, where you made it from first to home.
It's exactly right. Except no one wants to get to home plate ever.
No, stay first, bro.
Well, safe. the aliens do. You're so really, safe. Somebody does.
Well, you don't even want to get to first base. No. Trust us, because we are. We've seen. Both of us have had different encounters.
Oh right, I thought you meant we've only been to first base.
I was gonna say. Well, this just got personal.
Yeah. If you guys need some tips, I'm here for you.
This is called diving deep into the Brown Brothers.
I personally have gotten to second base.
Whoa.
Okay?
Whoa.
Big deal for me right now.
Wow. All right. I would say on my alien scale, I think I've hit first base. We'll tell that story in a bit. But you guys carry on.
But yeah, so just telling you guys my story. So like you literally, the way I look back at it, you read this on like an online forum or that you could put this into a movie. So all of last year I worked on a farm. In Connecticut, and it's one June afternoon, and I think I was like filling up a gas tank or something, and this is literally just like your basic farm, and I look up into the sky. It's a bright blue sunny day, not a cloud in the sky, and I see this shiny looking like quarter sized dot up in the sky, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I literally watched it for probably 15 minutes, and I'm like, oh, it's probably a satellite, or oh, it's probably like a planet or something. But I'm like, one, that's way too big to be a planet. Two, I couldn't see a satellite, like, because it was way too big, and satellites usually move. And this was stationary for a good 15 minutes. And I was like, all right, whatever. What? And I come back literally an hour and a half later, and it's still fucking there. And it literally just looks like a saucer that was sitting there watching our farm. And then the weirdest fucking thing that I could ever experience happened. We had this huge truck come in that ran off hydraulics, and it was dropping off like 2 tons of mulch for us. Mm-hmm. And it lit up the bed of the truck, and this truck is massive. And then all the electrical systems shut off, and the hydraulic fluid loses all of its pressure, and it was stuck there for like 36 hours. It didn't move. And then finally, like,
I went to go try to find this spacecraft again, and it was gone. It was the weirdest thing.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah, so that was an encounter of the first kind as well as a encounter of the second kind, because they had something happen electrically or with hydraulic fluid.
Yeah, it affected something physicality. Jeez. That's crazy.
It was nuts.
Wow. Did it have like a glow color to it? Because everything that I've read into said that it was a bright light, but like now I know you didn't get that close, but I know that some people say when they get a little bit closer, it almost has like a color to it, like a hue almost.
Yeah, this one had a bit of like a luster, so it was shiny, like the sun was reflecting off of it, like it was within our atmosphere and the sun was reflecting off of it. I have a video of it. I'll send it to you guys. It's on my. So you can only see like the little dot, but you can tell there's something literally there.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Ernie, have you ever had anything crazy? Because you work like out in the boonies all the time. You ever hear see anything weird besides coyotes and drunk people?
No, just. Oh, I wish it wasn't true. No, not really. Not really. I have a lot of stories that I believe in, but no, I've never seen anything.
Years ago, I used to work at a machine shop. And so I would work the 3 to 3 shift, 3 in the p.m. till 3 in the morning, which is a great shift when you're working alone in a warehouse by yourself. I would blast, like, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Protest the Hero. You guys are hardcore guys, I know that.
Yep.
So I'm like blaring Protest, Kazai. I'm by myself running machines, and all of a sudden, whole shop power goes off. I'm in the dark. I'm like, oh my god. So I'm over by a bay door. I open up the bay door because it's kind of like light outside, and all the lights are out outside. I'm like, okay, power's out. It's crazy. And it wasn't like it was a lightning storm. It wasn't like it was raining or anything. I'm like, what the hell? Maybe it was like a power surge. So I can't do shit because I'm like, all the power's out. Can't run the machine. Music's off. Everything's off. It's creepy. All of a sudden, I see what I thought was like a police helicopter. I'm like, oh my god, are they chasing somebody? Come like fly, maybe like, I don't know how many feet or how many yards, maybe like 2 football fields, like up in the sky. And I'm like, oh man, there's like a police helicopter with like a light, like chasing somebody down. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. So I just stood there and kind of watched it, but all of a sudden it dawned on me, I can't hear any like the propeller. I can't hear anything. I can see this like weird light that kind of is like moving around, but I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm like absolutely struck. So I kind of looked at it and was like, okay, I don't know. Who knows what it is? So I go back inside to see if I can see some more lights. I shit you not, I had this crappy Nissan at the time that the alarm would go off when anything crazy would happen. So all of a sudden, my car alarm starts going off like crazy. I was like, okay. But I'm like in the shop trying to figure out like how I'm gonna get the lights on. So the car alarm's going off. There's this weird light in the sky. All of a sudden, everything powers back on, and it was like, and then the music starts blaring, so it scares me. So I'm like, what the? I kind of run outside because I'm trying to figure out what's happening. Everything shuts off again as soon as I run out of the warehouse. So I actually took a video. It's on like this random YouTube channel I made. And I'm like, okay, there's like ghosts or something weird is happening. The power's going off. Power's going on. There was this weird light in the sky. And I'm like, I don't know. So I don't even want to go outside at this point. So I just go run up to this like weird area and grab like a flashlight. And I'm like, okay, I got to call my boss. Tell him that this isn't going to work. Again, the parts are going to be slow. So, and then everything ended up coming back on like maybe like 25 minutes later. But I'm sitting there in the dark. And it was just like the craziest, like, and so I don't know what that light was. I don't know what was going on with the power. I asked around other shops that were like up or lower. They're like, no, everything was fine here. So it was crazy. It was the craziest thing.
I've got a question for you. What did you guys manufacture there in the warehouse?
So we did, it was like a CNC milling and machining. And we did like parts for like random places. Basically, we're like a contract. So like a company would go, hey, we need this part made. Can you build this part? Oh, I see where you're going. Oh my god. Yeah.
Maybe they're scoping you out. Maybe they needed something. Like, they knew you guys had a special part or something. And they're like, hey.
Because we
were. Dude, there were aliens in there with you. You may, like, maybe you just didn't see them.
Whoa.
That is spooky. Whoa. Hold on. An alien would come to Earth to get a Canadian part for, like, their ship in the, like, intergalactic
maybe they make but quality stuff.
Make quality stuff, eh?
Hey, bro. But the shop is like, yeah, we would, maybe, man.
Maybe it was like a part for like a coffee maker.
Because we made like random stuff for like major, like, I don't know. Maybe,
dude, our Keurig though. Make a beeline to Earth. I think they got the part.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, I gotta make some coffee.
Gotta make some Java.
This guy, yeah. This random dude in here making random shit. Maybe we can. Oh, we turned the power off. We gotta go.
Yeah, let's scare the shit out of this guy.
Yeah, let's mess with his car first. Make him shoot his pants. Yeah. And then we'll carry on. Yeah. Then he'll help us out.
Blair protests the hero, problem. Then piss him off.
Yeah, it was awesome. Was it
you working that night?
Just me.
Oh, that's actually terrifying.
I know. And I was so...
It's a big warehouse shop, too. Like, it's not small.
Yeah. It was, it was so weird. And then it never happened again. And I worked 3 to 3s all the time. Never had anything weird ever happen. Never had anything else happen. It was just that one night. And it was, like, in the middle of the summer, and it was really hot out. And I was just like, so weird. And then I think about it now, I'm like, did I dream this? Did this actually happen? Like, I don't know. It was so crazy.
Paranormal experiences, you always second guess. You like, if something happens to you, you know it happens.
Yeah.
And then you self maybe like a month or 2 months, and you're like, did I dream that? Was that actually real? It's so weird how you second guess yourself in those kind of situations. Yeah.
But I did make a video of it though. I did. So I will send you guys the video of it. It's like a weird video of me. So what I did is I jumped on a tow motor and then turned on the headlights because I was like freaking out. So I jumped on the tow motor. I'm like, if anything comes at me, I crank this baby up. She had the forks in it. I'm ready to rip her up. I have my tow motor's license, bro. So
that is airtight.
What are you gonna do? Just raise Ted like 10 feet up in the air? Man, what are you gonna do?
Ram her home. Oh. Grab those forks home. Anyway, so those are the only stories we have between us. I have nothing personal.
That's it. I have a lot of beliefs, but I don't.
Yeah, I actually. So it's funny you guys say that because both of you, I guess, had encounters of the first and second.
Second base, bro. Second base.
So I'm not talking about actual alien encounters here.
Nice.
But I also had one of the first and the second kind. So I was driving up the I-95 corridor, headed northbound to Bangor, Maine, which is where Ryan and I went to school.
Yep.
And I remember this super specifically. I was at exit 150, between exits 150 and 151, which is from our place down in Connecticut. It's about 4.5 hours up. And the density of the woods up there is it's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's so far between the small towns up there before you get to Bangor, which is the bigger city in Maine. And I remember I was just driving my car. It was late at night, a Sunday evening. I was driving back to school. I was a sophomore in college, and I was just listening to like some pop punk on the radio. It was just me on the road. There was no one coming southbound, no one going northbound. And I saw within the windshield of my car, and it was below the tree line, so I know that it wasn't super far off.
Right.
It was a blue square that did 2 or 3 zigs and zags and then disappeared off into like the high horizon.
Wow, so it was like way northbound.
Whoa.
Heading up to atmosphere.
That's way northbound, and it shot straight up. And at the same time, because I had this was before Bluetooth.
Okay.
Right. This was like 2012 to like 2013. This was before Bluetooth was a big thing.
Yeah.
Or I'm just a late bloomer and I had CDs going and I was listening to a CD. For the 3 or 4 seconds in which it was in that windshield, it was straight static.
That is freaking terrifying. Holy crap. I've never heard that story.
And it's so funny you said that, Ryan, because I was alone in the car and I thought the same thing that you said. I thought, hey, did this really happen a couple of months later?
Yeah. Like, was I too tired? Was I seeing stuff? I'm coming off shift. I'm coming off school. Whatever. Like, my brain's already fried. Like, what? And so when I did a bit of a deep dive, a lot of the people who have had experiences is very similar, where it's like something crazy happened. Always it's unexpected. Who's like, oh, this is going to happen today. I'm going to see an alien. Like, it's always unexpected. It's always crazy. So I don't know if you guys are familiar, but do you know what, like...
Jesus Christ, you got notes, eh?
What? Listen, I want to come prepared. These guys are professionals here. Like, we're amateurs. These guys are pro.
Have you seen the video? Look behind us.
No, man, we're good.
Does it move?
What? Game respects
game. Does it, like,
game,
shake if you press
game
a button?
Game respects game. All I'm saying is, so anyway, Ernie, do not interrupt me ever again. Anyway, I'm just kidding. So the first kind of case that I was looking into, like, okay, I'm not even get into that. How do you guys, like, you guys are, like, these, like, paranormal dudes who... You search things out. Like, you guys used to be in part of a investigation team. I remember Ryan telling us that last time. And so you guys aren't, like, usually scared about, like, creepy shit. But why do we find the creepy and the aliens and stuff interesting? What do you guys think is, like... Because you guys, this is your jam. This is, like, your bread and butter. Like, why is this right now? I feel like everybody loves scary. What do you think?
I think aliens is a different ballgame altogether.
Yeah.
The issue with aliens is people are afraid of them because of how helpless they make us feel. So when you compare them to things like spirits, things like urban legends, you can arm yourself a little bit regarding, let's say, a demonic haunt, right? Yeah. There are multiple occurrences of demonic possessions and haunts in history, and there are things that have worked against those, but there's really nothing that has worked against, and if you believe in aliens, an alien encounter, even if you're inside your house, mm-hmm. right, they can pull you through your window.
Yeah,
that advancement in technology that I think makes aliens so scary, and makes, like, they could be so far advanced compared to us. Like, we could have been on that evolutionary timeline 3 million years ago, and they're 3 million years advanced into the future. So I think that's what makes them truly, truly terrifying.
Yeah.
But regarding, like, spooky stuff and, like, why I think that's so hot right now, I personally think that, I don't know, like, people enjoy getting scared. And also, I'm not going to throw, like, the pandemic under the bus here, but since everybody's, like, home alone and they have more time to watch scary movies, listen to, like, horror podcasts, maybe they have, like, increased interest. And I was talking to you about it. I forgot what it was. But I feel so fucking bad for people. If you believe in ghosts, if you're stuck at home during the pandemic in a haunted house.
Oh, my God.
Nuts. Oh, my God.
I never thought of
look
that.
Look at Melissa. She's stuck in that house with all those people. I don't know if you heard, we had a podcast with a lady she speaks to. She buys items at home sales that are, like, condemned homes, and, like, some of them are really dilapidated and really old houses.
Well, people have died and they have nothing left over, so people can, what are they called? Not called home sales.
I don't know. Anyway, your stuff is my stuff now sale or something. Yeah.
So she goes to these places and she, like, she feels like something, and then she buys it, takes it home, and unfortunately sometimes it doesn't go so well.
Because spirits are attached to it, kind of thing.
And then she has interactions with it. She catches audio, and she's very I guess is, like, the terminology. She can really feel it. Like, she's very spiritually sensitive, like, with her third eye, and she's very well spoken. It was an amazing podcast. But imagine someone like that being stuck at home. I never even thought of that.
She's got a whole house full right now.
Oh boy,
you can't really go anywhere. Well, you can, but. Go step outside, but you have to go back there to, like, go to bed and, like,
you got a tent.
Like, you're good. Hey, I'm just hanging out outside. I'm gonna make a fire.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm going to bed. Just leave me alone for an hour.
Yeah. Stop. It's whispering in my ear.
Oh my it's God. Different too when the actual person's the one that's possessed. So even if you leave the apartment, whatever it is that is haunting or possessing them, it's going to be attached to them.
Just gonna follow you wherever you go.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Oh my God.
You gotta just hang garlic and crucifix at the door and just be like, guys,
Domine Christo Spiritus Sancti.
This is my bubble.
You're just like salt lines and like. But with aliens, they got you. They'll just come through your window, bro. Like,
yes, sage is not gonna work with aliens.
Yeah, you're getting probed. It don't matter.
They're just like, like, you're just like dead. So I don't know if you guys grew up. So I watched a lot of.
Apparently, aliens. Though, you're fine if you have a tow motor, though, right?
Listen, bro, it's the forks. The forks.
Forks be with
also,
you.
Also, I can drive the shit out of there. Bye. Like, I'm just like, see ya. I might get fired. Like, the cops pull me over. What the hell are you doing? Drive this door down the road. There's aliens? And I ran.
And yeah, that goes.
And imagine if I ripped a part off the ship and it was still on the fork.
Yeah.
Then I'm really in trouble. Then I'm really in trouble.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're going to be the one who takes down Darth Vader. When he finally comes, you're going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, just rev that shit up.
Universe, oh my God.
Yeah, Unfortunately, I don't drive tow motors anymore. That was a day in the past. But if I had my hands on one, you guys are good. I got you, world. Just like, I will raise an army of forklift drivers, and we will...
She's going to see them in the flying V just going down the highway.
Yeah, driving 10 miles per hour.
I'm coming at you between 8 and 12 miles an hour. And
yeah. I got to sharpen these forks up. Hang on a second. Like 3 hours later.
That's anyway. Funny you said about technology, because that's my one belief is with aliens. I think they were here at one time and they were working with us, and I've always thought they had something to do with the pyramids. Here we go.
We're getting into the history of aliens.
That's my thought.
Ancient Aliens. You guys watch that show, Ancient Aliens?
Hell yeah.
I watched the version where Action Bronson gets high and then watches Ancient Aliens.
Fantastic.
Do you ever watch that?
I've never seen that one. Okay. That's funny as hell.
My God. So Action Bronson makes this show called, sorry, Nana, Fuck That's Delicious. And it's on Viceland. It's on YouTube and stuff. And he sits with all these homies. And it's like this Viceland. You guys know what Vice is?
Yep.
Okay. So they made this show with just him and his friends eating food, getting high, watching Ancient Aliens. Like, oh my, it's hilarious. So that's the best way to watch Ancient Aliens, just so you know.
I'm definitely going to look it up.
Yeah, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, the tipping point is always just like right there, because they're just like, oh man. Like, but there's so many stories and so many interesting things from our past where like, we talk about technology, and they talk about like how were the pyramids done so precisely within like half a thousandth of an inch, and all this like they're like how did they do that without some sort of like extra boost?
And that's just it. Like they have all those paintings on the wall of like dog-like people. Now I know we've kind of drifted away from our now usual like version of what an alien is, but maybe at that time that's what it was like. Because really, like they got all those stones from a crazy area away. And we had the technology to do that, and then all of a sudden, like, poof, it's gone. And it makes you think, like, and all those people that designed it were gone, too. So, you know, it makes you think, like, maybe they needed us for something, and maybe they still need us for something, which is why they keep visiting us.
I honestly have never even thought about ancient Egypt mythology like that, but now that you've said it, maybe, like, Anubis is the one who looks like half jackal, half man. Yeah. Maybe that was an alien that came, or Osiris. He's the god of the underworld, but he's like a big green dude when they depict him in ancient Egypt mythology. Maybe those were actually aliens coming to visit us, and they helped build the pyramids, and they like depicted them as these gods or something. I never thought
that
was.
Because if you think about it, too, like you could almost say that they were doing paintings of, and they said that cats were like these gods, right? They're so you can't, guardians. But you can't even say that because it's like, not a cat. It's like, clearly not a cat. It's a dog.
They were the guardians of the gates of hell or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's freaking wild. Oh my God. Also, I'm with you 100%. There's no way man just built the pyramids by pushing giant rocks on like stumps of trees and shit up it. There's no way. There's
engineering. I don't think the engineering at that time was sophisticated, you know what I mean? Like
People were dumb.
There's so many of those like stories, like those old like religions, like there's like Indian religions, like Buddhist traditions and stuff like that. They have these really interesting stories that always occurs this like supernatural being that like fights like with arrows and like so they're the way that they viewed the world at that time was so small, the context of those stories just sounds like they're shooting arrows. Who knows? It was like lasers, or it could have been anything. So like it's like with the Bible when they talk about like the river turned blood red, like, you know, like their view of reality is only so finite because they don't know, like, okay, they could have just been dying it. Like, we have such a different view, but back then they had so limited resources, they didn't have the internet or anything like that. So,
yeah, they couldn't Google it.
When something crazy happened, they're just like, oh, this is what it, like, they wrote it down. And so we think, oh, well, it's just nothing, but could have been aliens. Could be crazy. Yeah.
Just coming down and turning the Nile fucking blood red.
Yeah, like locusts and like the firstborn being killed. Like maybe he got probed. Maybe they just like, let's get all the first kids and check them out. Maybe this will be, you know? I don't know. I know you guys aren't religious. I heard you guys talk about your podcast. You guys aren't like overtly, but those old stories, like I've been playing a lot of like.
Oh, here like, we go.
I've been playing a lot of like Valhalla on
my. I hear every other day about this stupid fucking game.
Wow.
Every other day.
You gonna apologize, Nana?
Sorry, Nana. I apologize, Nana.
So,
our Nana listens to the podcast. We apologize.
Of, like, when we swear. Loki and Thor, like the gates of like, man, you gotta think like what people thought were gods. I don't know. We're talking over top. We have people here, and we're talking too much, I think.
Crazy. So what we're saying is all mythology in all history is in aliens. That's what we're getting at.
Could be.
I'm okay with it, honestly.
I'm okay with it.
Greek, Mesopotamian, it's all aliens.
Yeah.
These people as, like, amazing things. There's no, like, I get that you can, like, portray those kind of. Everybody does it in religion. They just make up something, kind of. But what if like an alien came down and they're like, oh my God, this is it. Like,
okay. My issue with that is why are there so many different depictions of aliens if there's one race of alien?
Because there's more than one race, maybe.
And also look how many versions of religion we have too.
Well, there are multiple races of aliens. How have we not been in contact with one of them? Do they all just, like, get together before, like, yo, we're going to straight up...
That we know. We don't know if we've been in contact yet.
Yeah, it's true. Or maybe we have. Maybe it's just under wraps. Maybe the government's like, no, you're not going to know about this. Sorry.
I
can promise you we've been in contact. Oh, okay. Thank you. Straight up, we've been in contact. Thank you.
So that would take me into my next point. In 1975, there was this couple, and there was a guy named Travis Walton, and he... Do you guys know about this? Do you guys know Travis
Walton? I didn't get those notes. Okay. So.
Yeah, you don't get the notes.
You guys didn't get the facts? No.
Okay.
No.
First of all, like let's roll back a little bit. You guys know about Project Blue Book? You ever heard of Project Blue Book?
Yeah, I've heard about it a couple times.
From like the early 19 so the late 1940s to the late 1960s, like 1969, the government, the Air Force announced like they're going to like start what was that beeping? Is that you? Mm. Is it me? Anyway, the government basically... Maybe the aliens are messing with us.
Here it comes.
So the government of the United States, not us Canadians. Us Canadians were too busy catching moose and drinking maple syrup. So the U.S. government said from the late 1949 like to like the 1970s, they put together this accumulation of this book where they were investigating paranormal, UFO. It's like a UFO project. And in that book, they have over 13,000 sightings. And that was just between, that was like, what's like 20 years or something? That's 20 years in the early, like, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Like, 13,000 sightings are accumulated in this blue book.
Are documented sightings.
Yes, from the Air Force.
Plenty of undocumented sightings. Yeah. We just said the other side of
we
that
just
coin.
Had three of them. Like, we just talked about three of them.
That have not been, like, so, like, for that many years, all that sightings, and, like, the Air Force is like, okay, well, we're in the sky, obviously. Like, we're going to see crazy stuff. Like, that is nuts. And that all kind of started...
Is that Bob Lazar?
No. That's after. But the thing is, how come in Canada we don't have that many...
Well, we had that one Falcon Lake event in 1967 there in Manitoba.
Oh.
You didn't hear about that one?
No, you got some notes
there. Oh, that's one part of my notes.
So I got to bring it up because me and Tyler talk about it all the time. It's one of, personally for us two, we might get judged real hardcore because we're like the horror movie guys. The Fourth Kind, the movie, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
I watched it.
It is one of the most terrifying fucking movies I have ever seen in my life. And it's about real life alien abductions. And it is so scary, but the reason I brought it up is because they say a lot of the alien encounters happen in northern Canada, like Alaska, and like northern Maine, up in like the higher latitude.
Where you guys are.
And yeah, it's like, it's so... That movie sends chills down my spine every time I fucking see it because it seems so real to me. And the aliens and that the way they're depicted in that movie, they're so...
I know.
And so evil, and they're like there to come and take you, wipe your memory, then run tests on you, and then just bring you back. It's ugh.
If I'm like... If we're like on a fishing trip and I see an owl sitting in a tree, I'm running. Gone. Bye-bye.
I wake up at 3 a.m. every night, and I'm like, I roll over my window. I'm like, there's a fucking owl sitting here. I am punching this thing in the face.
I'm getting my machete.
Harry Potter ain't getting his messages.
No. No, I don't want to go to school. No. Don't let me in. Hedwig. Yeah. See you later, Hedwig.
Oh, it's Hedwig. That's what it was.
Yeah. I'll get my nail gun. Bam. Have you not seen?
I have not. Sounds like it's a real good one. Oh my Something God. I want to see when I'm at home alone with the lights off.
Oh, boy. So
It's a sketchy movie because it goes between a cinematic presence and then an actual POV documented real-life people. Yep.
Yeah.
So they have actors portraying them, and they also have like cutscenes into the people who experienced the first, second, third, or fourth encounters.
Yeah, and at the end of the movie, when they roll the end credits, they have they have documented radio or phone calls about people calling in saying that there's like a UFO there. And there's one that happened. First time we watched the movie, there's one that happens in our hometown that we didn't even know about. It comes up on a screen, and it's about a cop who's trying to follow this UFO that flies over a lake or whatever. And then it starts coming after him. And I'm like, this is documented from our fucking hometown. I was like, holy crap, I'm never sleeping again.
It was documented, like recorded phone calls that they got.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly.
That's the thing, though. Like, even if it's bullshit, like even if it like it's recorded, and you're hearing it firsthand, and these people, like, what you think anyway, because you don't know any different. That if these guys are laughing in the background, that they believe it. Some like it makes you really think. Like, if this is true, Jesus,
creepy. So that kind of like takes me to the next point of like the memories. Even in that movie, they go through the process of psychoanalysis and like hypnotism. And how the beings or unidentified objects, the people that like hang out on those ships, will take your memories about that instance and wipe it clean. So I'm like, A, why don't they want you to remember? And then B, like, we have to go far deep into our subconscious to pull those memories out. And then when you do, it's just like, it just shatters your life. Like in the movie, those people were just like living zombies. Like they're like, my life is a shell. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone who, especially in that movie, who had experienced some kind of an encounter, they just went through repression. So it was a hardcore wall down in your head repression, because psychologically they could not handle what happened with that encounter, whatever it was. It just broke their psyche.
It sounds like me last Saturday when I got turned down by a bartender at the really hot bar. But yeah, that sounds like me.
I don't know. You remember that, so it wasn't that bad. There have been far worse rejections, and trust me, I've been watching them. I've seen them.
I don't know, man. It's just like, oh my God. It's so creepy to think that things have actually happened where people have to repress these memories. And maybe the aliens know more than we're giving them credit for. Like, if we let this guy remember all this, he's gonna go home and throw a toaster in his bathtub. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's because like whatever test they're running on us, quote unquote, it's so invasive and so like awful that they don't want you to, I guess, remember it, because they either want to know how far advanced we are from them, if that's the case, or how far back in time regarding evolutionary scale we are compared to them. So they want to run those tests to see where we are in like the evolutionary scale, kind of.
Well, can we all collectively agree that they are more advanced than we are?
Absolutely.
Because 100%.
Okay, good. So
I'm with you.
Because we can't see them, right? We can't remember specific events with them. We don't have aliens walking down the street cracking Bud Lights.
Right,
exactly. That would be sick if that happened, but yeah. I think it's Crown Royal. I mean, either
up,
or.
Up right? Here, we'd be like Moosehead.
If it had a little bit of pumpkin spice in it, maybe we'll talk.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about a little Blue Label?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Okay. We're finding an even pain here. Agreement. Oh my God.
So gross, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes you wonder, though. Like, they were trying to reach out so much when, like, I think they reach out more to farmers, to be honest with you, than with us, right? And that's what the other thing, too, that makes me think, like, when I've always thought that they don't come see us, but they're still around because they need something from us. And it makes me think, though, like, they're from, like, way other places than on Earth. And, like, when you go, and it makes me think, when you go into space, like, the one thing that they have to do is they really have to work out, because they're not, they'll lose muscle mass, right, when they go up into space. So it makes me think they can do things electronically and, like, and things like that, but they don't have the muscle to do it. So that's why I've always thought they go, like, to farms and things like that, because they're really strong people there, and they have, like, raw product there. And, like, that's why you see, like, crop circles, because they're spending a lot of time in there, because they could harvest, you know, some of our stuff like that. Now, you know, we're not doing as much, you know, cash crops and stuff like that. And then when you see them come in the atmosphere, it makes you wonder if they're just testing it out to see if, like, this will hover, and it's, like, test flights.
Yep, I'm with you on that. And I also, I'm building off that beautifully. I think it's also building on the fact that there's not as many eyes on them in rural areas. Like, if they came over a city, mm-hmm. somebody's going to see
them. Yeah.
If they come over, like, some random farm, like, where I had my encounter, there wasn't that many people there. We only had, like, three people on staff. But it's, like, less eyes for them to, like, see the aliens, and I think that just builds off that great.
And it wouldn't be hard for them to have heat-seeking, right? Because, like, we've got it in planes now. What says they didn't have it way back then? To let them know that Jeremy's in the warehouse all by himself making Tim Hortons, making the Tim Horton pot.
Not doing his job.
No. Listen, just I was rocking out to protest.
Just straight, like, air guitar.
He's sitting in there protesting the hero.
I was just killing it, but I was just, like, jamming out because it was such a boring, terrible job. So I'm not sure if you know this, but the Pentagon was going to be releasing some UFO stuff, and that was all, like, connected to what?
I was waiting for you to finish your comment because I didn't want to wreck your note. But did you know that the states are actually behind Canada in releasing that stuff?
Okay.
Oh, I thought I was going to blow your mind on that one. I apologize.
What do you mean? What do you even mean by that?
That the states were actually behind Canada in releasing the information about UFOs and stuff.
Behind
like that.
Behind as in agreeing, or behind as in, like, they did it first?
Canada's doing it first.
Oh.
You can actually go online right now, and it's called the bcl.ca .gov, I think it is. You can go on there, and it actually has all the documented case from, like, I think it was, like, 1967 all the way to, like, the 87s. And you can go on there and click on all the accounts, and it's got everything documented on the actual, like, government website.
Well, because, like, your cool president of last year, I don't know if you guys think he's cool. I thought he was all right. No, I didn't.
He's cool. We have a new president now.
Yeah. Right, and we don't have a president. We have something not as cool. Anyway, so don't he signed a $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief, and in that bill that they were gonna give 180-day countdown for the U.S. intelligence agencies to tell Congress what they know about UFOs.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Did you know that? Do you guys know that?
I didn't know about that at all.
Yeah, it was involved with a coronavirus relief. Yeah. And so the director of the National Intelligence and Secrecy of Defense, they had like 4 or 5 months to provide the Congressional Intelligence and Armed Service Committee with an unclassified report about unidentified and aerial phenomenon.
Wow.
So
is that from the Air Force, or
that's part of, like, going into 2021. So they're still gonna, like, drop this, like, crazy info on us, supposedly. But, you know, your homeboy Trump isn't in the office anymore, so I don't know how that's gonna fall through the cracks.
Yeah, that'll probably get vetoed. But I would pay so much money to have a glass of whiskey and read that document. That would be wild. Oh, man.
Yeah, because aren't all bills public at some point? I'm not familiar with the legislation with you guys, but I'm like, don't they become public and you guys just hang out and be like...
Yep, they do become public.
This is Latin. I can read it, kind of, so...
Yeah.
Is that the one where I read where it was like the last 70 years, like the CIA is going to release that?
Yes.
The last 70 years.
It involves what I was commenting before about that blue book. Mm-hmm. Where there was almost 13,000 sightings. So are you guys also familiar with that thing that happened with that Tic Tac? That's like the biggest one people talk about.
That was the guy from Rogan?
Yeah, David Fravor. He was a pilot, fighter pilot, a commander off of the... He was on the USS Nimitz carrier strike group. He investigated a radar indication of a possible target off of Southern California. So Fravor reported that he saw an object, white and an oval-like tic-tac, like, you know, tic-tacs you put in your mouth, hovering above an ocean, like just hovering above the ocean. He estimated that it was about 40 feet long. A second wave of fighters flew in to kind of, like, help him out, a couple of the guys. But the fighter, and that fighter was equipped with advanced infrared camera, and they actually have camera evidence of this tic-tac floating above the ocean and then able to take off of light speeds without showing propellants, and then also meeting them at their coordinated juncture at the end. So they were going to meet up at this coordinated juncture at the end, and it beat them there and met them there.
What the... Oh my
god. And no, it just like took off. There was no propellant. Like,
yeah, he said it was the way it projected it. He's like, it's not anything he's ever seen.
Instant.
Yeah.
So you can look that up. It's called the FLIR video, and there's a gimbal video and a go fast video. People can Google that, but I'm sure people have heard about that. Like, that's the craziest thing I heard.
It's so prevalent when there are cases like that, because, and Ryan said it when he was telling me his story about what happened to him on the farm, there was no indication of propulsion.
Right. It doesn't push off anything.
No throttle, no exhaust. It just went from one area and it was in another area.
Right.
It's skipping time almost.
Exactly. It's like weird. And I feel like they can get from anywhere close to the surface of Earth to the upper atmosphere within a second, maybe. Or it's like, it's just gone. And like, it's wild to think about.
It kind of goes into the question, like, why us? Like, what do you want? So if we were going to go to some place, for instance, like, we're going to go to Mars, we are looking and we're investigating this planet for maybe resources. Like, anytime people have invaded someplace or, like, traveled across on the ocean when they were first discovering America and discovering North America, like the Vikings and stuff. Hey, well, the Vikings were just going to go mess shit up, and because they wanted to, you know, just, like, rape and pillage. But, like, other places wanted to, like, get the spices of India or the spices of this place, and they were looking for resources. So you got to think, what are these aliens looking for us if they have everything already?
I just don't think they have the resources. I think they need something from us. I think it's, like, raw product or muscle.
Ew. Yeah. Water, maybe? I don't even know if that would be a big... Well, I don't know. Our oceans are kind of vast. They can have it whenever they want, but... Yeah, I feel like maybe like our crops or something. They want to see how we do it so they can learn how to do it on their planet or something. I don't even know. It's not hard. You just put a seed in the ground, a little water.
Don't use Gatorade.
Hey, Matt Damon figured it out on Mars, right? So,
like, come on. No, I think opposite of all of you, actually. I think they're simply here for, like, observational purposes. That's it.
What?
We're just here for their enjoyment?
Just seek and destroy, or like what?
No, not seek and destroy. I think it's just they're here just to they're watching us. They're doing exactly what people say they're doing. They're
like going to the zoo,
and they're studying the human anatomy because we biologically progress differently than what they did.
Oof. Or maybe this is me.
Oh, please don't go Inception on us.
No. So maybe their society is so far advanced, they are trying to look back on what they used to be, a millennial before, to change something so they can kind of go back to like a certain... Maybe they're so messed up and they're living in such a tantrum and such a biologically nuclear place that they're trying to watch us and say, okay, this is what we used to be like. Maybe if we go back and get some more information, we can kind of replicate that with like some... They got to be like cloning people, right? They got to be cloning things, right?
Well, we're already cloning people, so...
Get what I mean? So maybe they're like you're saying, you're right. They're just coming back to say, we messed up, but we got to maybe figure this out again.
I don't know. They should probably go farther back because we're screwing the pooch pretty hard right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hanging out. Yeah.
We should get rid of TikTok. That'd be a good start.
Yeah. You think so? Just get rid of
it? Yeah. If you do the world a favor.
So are you guys familiar with Skin Crawler Ranch? Is that what it is? Are you familiar with that? I think it's a pretty haunted place.
Skinwalker Ranch.
So supposedly, beyond... I don't know if... You guys could probably tell me more about it because I'm not more in the paranormal. But I've heard that there's been some UFO unique situations there where actual cows and calves have been completely stripped of all of their, I think, meat and not the bones, but they've been completely stripped of all of their meat and all of the tissue, and it's.
I thought it was just skin.
Was it skin?
I think it was their skin and their muscle and everything was exposed.
And it was done in such a unique and precise way, and it makes absolutely no sense. And then it happened, and it's like humans could not have done this. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. So Skinwalker Ranch is located in Ballard, Utah. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where they have – it's like a perfect storm of paranormal activity where they say they have spirits. They have ancient like Native American skinwalkers who are so in tune with the religion and folklore around the United States that they can change their form whenever they want. And then also, recently, they say that they have a huge influx of UFOs coming to visit there. And the best story I've heard from Skinwalker Ranch, personally, is of, I don't know, they say it's like a 6 or 7 foot wolf that like on his back legs, it's 7 feet tall, that just prowls the woods around Skinwalker Ranch, I guess. So that scared the hell out of me. But I have heard a couple stories of they find cows that are literally just like skinned alive and just sitting in a field somewhere, and I'm like, how the hell does that just happen?
Yeah, and it's to your point, the cows weren't skinned with like a blunt instrument. It was a surgical beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like some guy just came up, used a butcher knife. It was like an actual surgical precise method to get the skin off of the cow
for a reason. Like they were studying it
for some reason that we have no idea.
And that's so
maybe the aliens are really into leather. Maybe that was it.
Not right now. You're coming back.
Right.
Check out these assless chaps, bro. These are in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, style changes.
They don't have this in Jupiter. No.
Yeah. That could be it too. Like they're like, oh my god. So
assless chaps.
That's what style. Yo, man, are you wearing assless chaps?
Yeah.
Hey, I got that from Earth. Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get that, bro?
You don't get this in any galaxy.
You want to know how much I paid for this?
All leather, baby.
Yeah, yeah. This is real. You got 500 quotons?
Quotons.
Yeah,
ooh,
I just made it up. Yeah, I made it up. So it's interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Or I was just laughing. Okay, good.
Also, guys, can I go take a quick piss real quick?
Yeah. Ernie's going to pause. Mulling all this craziness over, and obviously aliens have hit like this like crazy time where we're not, maybe not, some people are not afraid of them. Like it was last year they did Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
And then didn't they write back? They go, yes, we can.
Yeah, exactly. And like, what are you expecting to find in there? Like, okay, you come up with like the scariest thing you've ever seen in your entire life, probably. And they're like, that was an awful idea.
Yeah. I think I read a quote. They were trying to clap them cheeks. I think that's what, alien cheeks. That's what, you know, that's what they were doing.
Sign me up. International, baby. Intergalactic, I'm sorry. Interstellar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're trying to find out from us.
Do they want us to clap their cheeks?
Clap them cheeks.
Okay. So that happened on... Oh,
nail yourself down, Nicki Minaj.
Whoa. So it was commonly referred as the Raid. I don't know if people are listening don't know about this, but this happened. It's commonly referred as Raid Area 51, Storm Area 51, or Area 51 Raid was an American Facebook event that took place on September 20th, 2019 at Area 51, a United States Air Force facility within the Nevada Test and Training Range. That's absolutely nuts.
Is it still an operating base, though?
Do you know? Don't know. What do you got? I'm not from those America states.
As far as we know, it is still operating.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, yeah. So I guess it still is.
Yeah, it's not as significant as what it was back in like the 70s, 80s, 90s, but it's still an operating military base.
And nobody knows what goes on there. No one knows.
Scariest fucking thing about it.
It makes you wonder now, though, if they would have moved it because, like, obviously people know where the location is now, so they're going to still call it Area 51, but maybe there's an Area 51.5, like, somewhere else now. Whereas that will be eventually just like, you know, the one place that you think you're going to go to, but you're going to get shot if you go, but there's nothing. It's just an empty building that you open it up and all of a sudden confetti shoots out and it's like, congratulations, there's nothing here.
But you finally break in.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing here.
Yeah, it's just like a picture of Ted just flipping you off as soon as you walk in the building.
So
be brilliant.
So we actually do know what goes on in Area 51. So there's this guy.
Yeah, but they call it Area 51. That's my point.
I'm saying, though, there's a guy who used to work there. Bob Lazar. I'm not sure you guys are familiar. What?
Yep.
Bob Lazar is, so his full name is Robert Scott Lazar. He was, he's an American conspiracy theorist who claims to have been hired in the late 1980s to reverse engineer extraterrestrial technology at what he described as a secret site called S4, and he worked in an installation basically around Area 51.
He was trying to reverse engineer the craft, right?
So I'll just like, so I can get into like exactly what he says kind of like happened. So he was located on like this main area of Area 51. He claimed that the site consisted of concealed aircraft hangars built into the mountainside, and his job was to help, like we said, reverse engineer flying saucers, which he alleged was extraterrestrial in origin. And basically what happened was, this is going to get really sciencey that I don't know anything about, but there's this unnamed provisional unipotentium, basically like a plutonium kind of like, basically which has not been artificially created on in Earth or anything.
Is it like an element or is it
Yeah, it's like, it's just like this crazy element, but basically it said the unit or the fuel, it's like a propellant system, is it relied on basically this like isotope that never existed, and it generates gravity, which we said before. Basically, it generates gravity to the point that allowed the vehicle to fly to evade visual detection by bending light. So it basically like skips time. So it basically is able to go from one point to another. It basically skips instead of flies through. That's like a Coles Note version. So he was charged with reverse engineering this crazy machine and this like site that like to, so we could like adapt our, well, adapt the American naval to like do that shit
to make us fly different.
Yeah, crazy.
There's got to be some type of credibility behind it, because if there's no way somebody's going to come out of that type of facility and just front that kind of story, because there's going to be so many eyes on you. I feel like your story would have to be so, I don't know, profoundly good for people to like actually believe it. I feel like that there's so much credibility behind that, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's some type of isotope that we don't have on Earth yet makes it even more credible.
And unfortunately for him, like a lot of the people who kind of get mainstream with their stories about aliens, they get thrown under the bus with criminal convictions or like crazy stuff. So he got like arrested for abetting a prostitute. Like he violated like federal hazardous substance laws and stuff, because he brought like chemicals across state line. He got in all this trouble basically just to kind of like put him saying like, this guy is a loser and a criminal, don't believe anything he says, which is like the stupidest thing they could do. Is like, okay, we're just gonna make him look bad now. We're like, we can see what you're doing, we can see you're trying to make him look bad.
Didn't they try to discredit him to say that he was never at any of these bases?
Yeah, they discredited his education, they discredited all the information. But there is a documentary, and I don't remember the name of it. I wish I would have written it down. But you can watch the documentary on Netflix. And if you just listen to this guy talk and like look at his life and look at the things that he just opens up his garage and he shows you what he's built. He built like a fire-propelled like scooter motorcycle. He's like, yeah, I just built this. Like he's like a crazy engineer, crazy like super sophisticated guy. Like... there's a really good episode. He was talking on Joe Rogan. It was amazing.
And he had a good demeanor on there to make you think that he wasn't like, you know, jittery, and he seemed pretty confident in what he was talking about for you to believe him. So,
he was probably telling the truth. People just didn't want to fucking hear what he was saying, I guess, or they were like too scared to understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
There were some parts though, even during it, like he had another guy on that other pilot guy. And, I can't remember his name right now, but he was on. And you could kind of tell, like, just the way he was talking, he was putting on a story. But Bob's story, you could tell, like, just the way he was describing everything to the detail he was, that it was just like, okay, I can get down with this.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder, that's just Area 51. Like, how many other places, like, China's doing this for sure.
Well, like, Lazar told people that during that program that he was involved with, he was reading briefing documents that described that the historical involvement that these aliens have had been with Earth is like the last 10,000 years.
Oh my god.
Like, and it's from like orbiting planets that are like the binary star Zeta Reticulia. And as of 2019, these planets have been found. So, like, the planets that he was talking about back in the 80s when he came out of this, they have been found. Like, these systems have been found. And he said, like, the saucers themselves were approximately child-sized, and they had seen – he had seen alien cadavers of corresponding size that were, like, hanging out and walking around the hallways.
Just guys sitting in the – hey, Bob.
Well, and so they kept it pretty hush-hush, but, like, you got to think, man. Like it's cool and all if you want to, like, make these claims and, like, talk about – like, so we can tell our stories. But this guy's putting his – life and his career and, like, all everything on the line to make these claims. Like, why? What? Like, that seems so absurd if someone would be, like, so crazy to make these like, unrational claims if it wasn't true. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you know what's really weird is that, and we keep coming back to this point, when people see a UFO, the actual movement of the UFO, there's no throttle, there's no thrust, and it's kind of what this guy was working on. Was this inverted propulsion thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he
that's exactly what he came up with. He was trying to figure out how alien ships do that so that we could replicate that. Right. And we've actually thousands of people have seen this. We've seen this. All three of us have seen this an actual UFO, an UFO moving with no propulsion.
Right. And so there's got to be some type of credibility. He probably wanted his story known. So it's like, I'm finally going to tell people that this is actually out there.
Yeah.
And then it's the third.
Makes you wonder though if he's seen it, and he almost doesn't believe it. So it's almost like he wants to get his story out to see if somebody else can be like, no, you're not crazy, man. Like that's legit. Like it makes you wonder if he's actually losing it and trying to credit make it real so somebody else would be like, no, you're not crazy. Like that's for real.
I believe him 100%. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah,
I believe that's totally true.
It's so interesting. That they try so hard, but I think like we're in this interesting age now where information is just spouting. Like we have like there's so many ways to access it. They can't shut us up for everything. Like I know back in like the late 2000s, like 2010, there was like this really big thing about the U.S. government listening on phone calls, and Edward Snowden was a part of that whole thing where he kind of like was like the whistleblower on that. So they have been trying to listen to us for so long, but even like at that point where like we know like you're listening to us, but now we have so many avenues with social media to show like here's a video about a UFO, like here's a video about this. Like we have so many avenues to speak some sort of knowledge about something we encounter, and they can't like, you know, they can't like storm Area 51, they can't stop us all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that way of thinking is interesting.
It's weirdly accurate too. Like if we wanted to, we could do that. We could storm Area 51. Although again, to one of your points, I mean, Area 51 might just be a figment of our imagination. The government probably has four or five other facilities that we have no idea about.
Right, exactly. And Jeremy, just building off what you were talking about, not to jump back into ghosts or anything. But so there's this thing, I didn't even know about it till like last week. There's this thing that's going around TikTok. It's this guy named Josh Dean, I think that's his like tag name on TikTok, and he just posts his videos of his like little nanny cam thing, like in his daughter's bedroom.
What?
I can't do those. I can't do those.
And like, I wasn't expecting it to be anything like super paranormally, but it's this like fucking 2 or 3 year old daughter who's laying in her own little bed, and she leans under her bed and she starts whispering to something.
Oh my god.
And something grabs her and pulls her under the bed, and you hear the girl screaming bloody murder for her mom.
Been really nice talking to you.
And she tries to crawl out from the bed again. It's all on camera, and something grabs her and pulls her back underneath it. I watched these things, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I was like, "This is horrifying."
Thanks, guys. I'm not gonna fucking sleep tonight. Thank you very much.
Ernie, you're yelling really loud. Your fear is overtaking me. That's absolutely terrifying.
But yeah, just built off the fact that social media, you have so many experiences that you can just give out now, and you just got to see if they take them as credible or not. But this was like one of the scariest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my god! So
I can't look at Chloe's monitor tonight. I
didn't grow up like watching a lot of movies, but I think we all probably watched the first like extraterrestrial movie ET. Like. He wasn't scary. He was just like trying to hang out, eat cheesies or something. Was he eating cheesies or What did he eat? Like he was
poking
like
poking stuff.
I don't know. He was always like trying to like eat snacks and like hang out and like he wanted to go home. But he was really nice.
He was pretty cool with Drew Barrymore, yeah.
Is that candy, I thought.
What was he eating? He was eating
something.
I think
something. It was candy.
It was definitely candy.
I think it was Skittles or something.
I'm going to look it up.
If a listener's listening to this and DMs me,
they're probably yelling.
It was a fucking Skittle. If you DM me, I'm going to send you a cool hat. That's what's up. If you can answer that question right now, if you're this far in and you're still listening to us.
I already figured it out. Too late for everybody.
Don't say it. Anyway, okay. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. So we grew up listening to E.T., but then we go to like this. We were talking before about this movie about how it's like the fourth kind. So let's get into this. Are they scary? Are they not supposed to be scary? Because you got to think. So if it's a society, if it's a set up society, they're not just sitting up random aliens that are like, you got to think like if we send people to go investigate something, what are they? Scientists. They're people who are smart. They're there for an intentional way of going there. Do you think that they're sending these weirdos that are just trying to like scare the shit out of us with owls and stuff? Like, what do you think?
So my big question is, why are they repressing us? Are they repressing us because they don't want us to know that they're there yet? Or are they repressing us because they don't want us to know what they have been doing to us? And if you figure that answer out, then you'll figure out if they're scary or not.
Right.
Right. So if they're repressing us because of what they're doing to us, that's scary. Fuck that. That's like, I do not like aliens.
Yeah.
But if they're repressing us just to maintain their discretion.
Right.
I get that. I'm okay with that.
So, right. And then we're asking the question, are they professionals or are they amateurs with this? So, like, we've been hanging out with aliens for, let's say, maybe just 120 years. Maybe since, we've documented and known. So, like, that's not much time. Like, in consistency with, like, what they're saying, 10,000 years that Bob Lazar was looking at those paperwork. Like, they've been involved with us for 10,000 years. So, they must be professionals by now. So, they're not messing around. Are they getting lazy? Are they there like, okay, they're having like, they have like these weird cell phone things now they can just take photos of us. Like, so I'm trying to find out if they're coming here and they know us, they've known us for 10,000 years. Like what's their intention behind like using us as a resource or coming to watch us like zoos? Like, are they trying to scare the hell out of us? Like when you watch these movies, like the actual facts of like, the fourth kind, these people are terrified. Are they terrified because they've been like opened up to this like reality that they're not used to? They're like we're not like a, not a significant subjective reality view. Like what the hell? Like so? Like what you're saying is like they're shutting off our brain. They're clearing our minds some crazy way with like this like hocus pocus, so we don't like lose our minds. Our brains explode. But like, do they hate us?
Makes you wonder though. Now, like they've taken a step back. Because they no longer need to visit us. Because there's something else that's always with us that they may have access to.
You think?
Government does.
I think he's taking it too far.
I don't know. There's something about the like the scary factor that right. gets about it. And I will tell you right now, the movie Signs really fucked me up as a kid.
Me too.
That was like the first scary movie regarding aliens that was horrifying to me.
Me too.
There's something about like a... They depict them, most of them, as like over 6 or 7 feet tall gray men with like long arms and stuff.
Yeah.
Or something that are like small little green Martians. Yeah. But if I ever saw that like walking through my backyard.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to be friendly with you. Like, no, I'm not going to like crush a Bud Light or something with you. I will be hightailing it like as far away as I can. There's something so scary about them to me.
That moment where you saw the alien like walking, like Joaquin Phoenix when he's like holding his face, I had that same feeling. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get a baseball bat. Like I was like homeboy's gotta get a home run with this guy with his bat, baseball bat. That scared the hell out of me. That movie was so weird, and like it didn't. Oh my God, that just creeped me. And then like it was like hanging out of the window, and then that poor dog got killed. Like
yep. And they were only here to get our water supply, or the water ended up hurting them, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were afraid of water. They were afraid of water in that movie.
So, like, the Wizard of Oz aliens, or what?
Yes.
You ever seen
The Wicked Bitch of the West.
Have you never seen Signs?
No.
Oh my god.
I don't watch scary movies.
Change your life.
So go home during the day.
Fourth Kind.
No, no, no. And don't Signs. Watch
the in the
kind.
Same day.
No. No. Don't watch the Fourth Kind. Signs is a little bit more tamer.
Okay.
Because they get theirs in the end. Swing away.
And it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this pre thing or is it post?
That's pre anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre Braveheart. He wasn't so brave after that.
Nope. Anyway.
But it makes you wonder, though, too, like, if the presidents, too, right, if they have, like, they always get told that they get briefed into, like, you know, the craziest shit whenever they get into a position, that maybe it really isn't so, like, you know, gumdrops and, you know, lollipops when it comes to aliens, because they've known it for this long, but nobody's bothered to say, you know, that if Trump knew something that was worth telling the public, we'd know it 100%. Like, he would have been the first one to be like, I'm the alien president, right? Like,
Can I riddle you this one?
Yes.
What if it's so scary that they can't tell everybody because there's going to be, like, a mass panic? Hysteria.
I think you're right. I think you just basically moved on, like, the point.
Or the other opposite of that, too, though, right? Like, a mass kind of, like, you know, like, kind of with Mars Attacks, how they were all kind of running out there with signs like, please take me, like.
Yep.
And we're not allowed to do that with COVID.
There is that, like, factor of, like, even, like, with, like, on, walking into the realm of where you guys walk, murderers and, like people that, like, kill people, when they go on trial, you have these, like, psychopaths, women, who are, like, sending them photos, like, I'm in love with you, let's get married. Like, there's this extreme mental place they go, and they're, like, falling in love with these guys. Like, did you guys watch that one about the Night Stalker, the documentary on Netflix? And, like,
yep.
He had, like, fangirls. I'm like, dude weird. Smells like shit, doesn't brush his teeth. He's like killing people, like old ladies and stuff, and you want to bang him?
What am I doing wrong?
Murder some people, bro.
Get up your stabbing game, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get past
second base at that point, yeah.
Yeah. All the way home.
Someday.
Swing away. Swing away.
Yeah, swing away. You don't even know the reference yet.
No, I don't know, but I'm just using it.
My God.
I don't know. Reeling it back a little bit. It's funny that this movie has this quote that's so accurate, but it's Men in Black 1. Mm. And I have it right here. Tommy Lee Jones, who plays Kay,
yep.
He's talking to Will Smith, and Will Smith is like, hey, why does the population not know about aliens? And Tommy Lee Jones says, the person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals.
Ooh.
So one person, two people knowing, that's different than the entire population knowing. It's what we just said.
Right.
How if everyone knew the truth, it might be a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
It would be straight anarchy. It would be the Wild West.
Yeah.
And not the good kind with Will Smith.
Yeah, maybe we're waiting for a point where we get more, I mean, mentally advanced, where we can actually let that information come out to everybody and everybody will take it with, like, and understand it. I mean, look at us now with the pandemic. You have, like, if we're, like, totally offense regarding
you're right.
People wearing masks and people wearing masks. You can't just come up and be like, hey, we have people visiting our planet every other night from freaking 15 billion light years away.
Yeah.
People would freak out. We'd flip out.
Yeah. We can't handle it. We can't handle that
you
kind
can't
of truth.
Handle the truth.
Exactly.
Not
That's
yet.
So interesting.
I like that idea.
But
and now a word from our sponsors.
We have these really cool people that are part of our podcast. They're called Always Bearded Lifestyle. They make beard products for people with beards. You can buy them for people who also have beards, like a loved one, a dad, a brother. They're great gifts. They're part of my everyday beard having routine.
Routine.
They make the products are CertClean certified with ingredients that are all amazing stuff. All clean, nothing weird. Nothing hokey pokey, no witchcraft, wizardry, Hogwarts stuff going on in there.
It's not some hot dog
you
stuff.
I would want maybe some Hogwarts stuff, but they do not have any. They make the beard oil, they make the beard balm, the beard shampoo and conditioner, and the heavenly from the god Thor himself, the beard cream. The cream is amazing. It's an after shower conditioner. Put it in your beard. Smells awesome. Keeps it looking shiny. Makes it look rad as
like
Chad.
The Hogwarts of beard products.
yeah, if you want to, yeah, if like, you know, if you were going down to like Professor Snape's class of like potions and it came out with like a cool beard cream, he made it. Read the books, not the movies.
He called it beard cream. He should have called it
Expelliarmus. Let's get back into Always Bearded, guys. Obviously, everyone knows there's something weird going on. COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you call it. We all have to wear masks for the transition of going into a restaurant to getting groceries. You know, it's part of our daily life. If you know someone with a beard, you know how annoying the beard ring is. The hat hair for the beard. Always Bearded has the beard tarp. Because the regular masks suck for people with beards. Cause divots, basically like hat hair.
They don't even cover your face sometimes either.
The beard tarp. I see beard tarps everywhere. And I talk about beard tarps so often. They're full beard coverage. They have a unique 3D design that allows for some really good breathing and speech. Oh my God. I can't even speak. The speech projection. They have 100% soft cotton for really good comfort. It has three layers of protection. It has an integrated adjustable toggle in the back, so you can keep it tight to the back of your head. Mm-hmm. You can also have it hanging around your neck for easy, fast pull up and pull down during the day when you're coming and going. And it's proudly designed in Canada. The beer tarp is amazing. And if you're feeling stingy, because we're all a little bit broke maybe, because like we're not making good money, or maybe you are making good money.
Hey, Jer, hit him with a promo code, bro.
We got the promo code, bro. Use the promo code PMNA. PM ampersand, which is the symbol for and, NA, gets you 15% off your entire order.
Hey, Jer, what was that promo code one more time?
PMNA.
I like it.
That's it.
So, we also have the lovely people down at Wavemaker at 639 Lowell Street in Cambridge. These fellas are rocking and rolling. We are now at a level red. The tap room is open. Just real quick, that's basically 10 people in the tap room at a time. You're doing 4 people at per table. They're doing screenings. Obviously, face covering is required, but you know, things are starting to kick back in for them in the tap room. Thank the Lord. We can finally go back out.
Praise Jesus.
Praise the beer gods have opened up the heavens and we can...
They've opened their gates.
We can rain down the goodness.
Little baby Jesus sitting in his golden diapers has opened up the doors.
Can't drink, but he's still omnipotent.
Now, so can people go in and just get beer?
Yes. So you can get in, you can go in there and they have the hours and everything on their Instagram.
But they can go online. In the fridge, grab some beer.
Yes.
You don't have to stay in the tap room.
No, you don't. Now they do offer curbside, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they also are doing delivery and all that as well.
Oh.
As well. And yeah, so the online store is all set up. It's ready to go. You can get in there, get your favorite beer and as well as the merch. They've got some really cool merch in there as well. But yeah, guys, head down there. Like I said, I posted about it a while ago, and I was really, really happy with their new beer that they have out. They've got something for everybody on that at that store there. You guys got to go check them out. Let them know that we sent you, and they're going to say, oh, thank you.
That's cool. Yes. Those guys have cool beards.
But yeah, no, obviously, get off your ass.
Fill your glass.
Your glass.
Down at Wavemaker Brewery.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Guys, we want to talk about clothing. And we want to talk about clothing for people that want to keep it greasy, bro. Like, we want to talk about a clothing company that it's, like, amazing. And it's, like, so real. And it just stands out among the crowd. And they're even, they're saying is, we're the people your mother warned you about. We're talking about Alive at Night. Alive at Night is a clothing company based out of Port Perry, Ontario. It's for guys and gals. Not just cool guys with beards, not just from sweet ladies with tattoos, everybody who wants to look cool. It's winter season. They have hoodies. They have toques. They have masks. Everything is this really cool, horror-loving, punk-influenced
horror.
And you gotta check it out. They have really cool patches, so if you want to upgrade like vests or something or add to your backpack... They just have really cool designs and just beautiful logos. It's amazing.
They're really good quality, too.
Yeah. I wear a shirt. Ernie wears a shirt. They're really unique.
I have to wear a shirt.
So, yeah, I have to wear a shirt because if I took my shirt off, people would chase after me with pitchforks because I am a bear. slash Wolfman. Like they sell on Alive at Night. Really cool monster theme shirts. So head on down to Alive at Night. Jump on their Instagram. Check out their really cool brand. You'll stand out. If you're not going to go down to your local like superstore and buy a plain shirt that's like 10 bucks and look like everybody else, stand out among the crowd. Go to Alive at Night. Look rad and keep it greasy.
That's how you do ads.
Like, you have to think, like, society in itself sets us up to kind of be blind, like, with all this, like, we're over consumption of all this, like, kind of, like, junk all the time. We watch junk TV, so when reality hits home, a lot of the time, people panic, and unfortunately, I don't know if things are setting us up for being that way, or if we're setting ourselves up for being that way, but when truth and reality actually hits home, like, when something bad happens, we self-evaluate, you know what I mean? So if something like that came out, where they're like, P.S., like, you know how we talk about all this alien stuff? It's real. People would shit.
I think you nailed that, Jeremy. I think you fucking hit that out of the park. Yeah. It would be uprising in the street. Like, I feel it would take us so long to comprehend it, but once we actually, everybody got behind it, they'd be like, what the fuck do we do now?
Dude, your point. Coronavirus. People are in the streets, but the masks even. Like, they're like, we're gonna take it in. We're gonna go and talk on the streets and yell, and we're gonna like what do they call it when people like
riot
about a mask? Imagine they're gonna think about an extraterrestrial being that comes here from a different planet.
No, murders in the street, burning of buildings. I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. Quote unquote, people are panicky, dangerous animals. It's so true. Yep.
Not to say that as a person who's like religious.
I was just about to say this.
You go ahead then.
No, I was going to say, like, it would almost, like, if they threw it out there, it would shake people's religion, too.
Oh, my God.
Right? What are the Scientologists going to do?
Nothing. They're probably bros.
Yeah, that's true.
We were talking about if aliens... Oh, no, it was in our last episode. So, our last episode that we just recorded, we're going to publish it next week. It was all on cults. And... So in that episode, you'll hear us talking about this cult that ended up, what was like 9 or 10 people ended up poisoning themselves because they believed that an alien spaceship was coming behind a comet.
Hale-Bopp comet.
It was 38 people. Oh, 38. It was the Heaven's Gate
cult. Heaven's Gate cult.
Yep. And they believed that like they would go to heaven if they killed themselves and this alien spaceship was going to take their spirits there or something.
Yeah.
But that being said, if the fact that aliens are true that came out, it would shake Christianity to its core because most Christians believe that God created man and God created the world. Mm-hmm. And if aliens are out there, then how did they get created?
The storyline gets a little bit.
You know, Ted gets into that a little bit.
That's so true.
Right?
What? No, why am I?
You didn't see Ted?
No.
So this Christian girl, like, she's in the van or the RV with the guys. And he's like, didn't he say at first, like, he's like, I don't really want to mess you up. He goes, there's things you probably might not be able to handle. And she's like, no, I can handle it. And he's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, like, she's like a daddy's Christian girl. Like, you know, like, she was very, very, like, her dad was very, like, religious.
Pastor's child.
Kind of. Pastor's child, exactly.
Yeah.
And then he takes his hands and, like, he puts his hands on her and, like, she turns into this rebel. She's like, if God doesn't exist and I'm having sex with everybody.
Well, I don't understand the context.
Well, because then she believes that because it makes you think that it wasn't, things aren't the way that she was taught. Like, it was.
Oh, yeah. Is this movie about aliens?
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
It's about a guy named Ted.
Okay, I thought
Ted smokes a lot of weed.
No, I thought it was about an. I thought I'm talking about the it's bear. An alien. Isn't it's an bear alien. The name Ted?
Yes, the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Paul, sorry, Paul.
Oh, yes,
sorry.
See, I knew he wasn't talking about that.
We were going to correct you. We just wanted you to run with it.
That was I thought it was in his notes, so I was waiting for him to point it out.
What? Fuck these notes, then, okay? I came prepared, okay? Oh, my God.
You knew what I meant.
No, I never seen Paul.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
So that's what happened? Yeah.
Bring things to a crashing halt.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't
Ted, Paul, same shit.
Yeah, why don't you punch your mic some more? So I guess we've kind of like answered that point of like they must be coming here and either hanging out, watching us, but like, not to go back, but like when we were talking about the pyramids and stuff, why were they helping us then and not helping us now? Or are they not? Maybe they are helping us. We don't even know.
I think we were to that level then, though, maybe. I know we didn't have cell phones back then, but...
Maybe we had, like, really big goals back then, and, you know, I mean, building the pyramids is something amazing that, that maybe the aliens knew they would last, like, the next X amount of years, so they were like, let's help them build this. And now the aliens come here today, and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? This is what they're doing with this planet? Are you, this is horrible. I'm not going to waste my time. Let's just watch them for a little, you know, Monday night sitcom or something. And then they just dip out, and yeah, they're gone.
I was talking to a guy at work about this. Wasn't he saying the pyramids have something bigger to do with than just a building? Like, weren't they, like, something to do with time or something like that?
So they say that they're aligned with other type of, like, structures all over the world. So if you take, like, if you can map them out together, there's like I'm not sure if it's a linear map or if it's like a circle or something, that they all line up in this weird circle. Am I not correct in that? Maybe I might not be referencing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a perfect circle or if I don't think it's linear either, but it does have the big like architectural I don't want to say ley lines, but like it's similar to lines. Yeah. So the Mayans did it. It was the same. Egyptians, they had it over in like China, so they all have significant temples and buildings. And they do have a quote unquote correlation between each other.
So
there's got to be something there. I agree. Right, yeah, there's something there.
Yeah, so Google says all the corners of the Great Pyramid of Gaza and the corners of the Great Pyramid Gaza also align with the cardinal directions north, east, south, east, and west. Researchers have spent years trying to understand how the builders were able to align the pyramids so precisely, and
what
most accept the ancient engineers used the motion of the sun.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like aliens to me.
Yeah,
that sounds like aliens to me too.
Sounds like Ted Paul was involved on that one.
Oh my god.
Or they just knew the sun rose in the east and set in the west, and then north is north and south is south. Maybe, yeah, but they weren't that advanced back then. I don't know.
Okay, but well, like, if you look at the structure of the pyramid inside, I'm not sure if you guys know much about like thousands of an inch, but there's this documentary that talks about, there's this guy that basically takes like this red thread and he like basically takes it from one end to a pyramid wall to another end of the pyramid wall, and the exactness of the distance between that thread and the actual wall is the exact same within like, we're talking like 100 feet. And they're like, how did they do that precise with like a hammer and a chisel? Like, we're talking 500 thousandths of an inch, which is almost impossible to do now when we have the technology we have now. Like, it makes no sense at all. They say it makes no sense to be that accurate.
Yeah, you're not convincing us. We're believers.
Okay, I'm preaching the choir here. All
right. Another one that's saying they were lining them with the stars. So who knows, right?
Well, you got to think, too, like, the stars and the constellations and stuff, they took those more seriously because, like, we have TVs to watch, so they have the sky to watch. So maybe, in a sense, they were more inept with, like, the stars and stuff and, like, how they correlated between, like, movements and changes within seasons and stuff like that. But there's – who pointed it out to them, though?
Well, it says the ancient Egyptians allowed their pyramids and temples to the north, the temples to the north because they believed their pharaohs became stars in the northern sky after they died.
Why would they go? Oh my gosh, think about that. They thought they went up
into the sky. So they went up into the sky, and what have we learned tonight goes up in the sky?
Clouds.
Oh, yeah, birds.
Pollution.
Balloons.
Yeah. Okay. I think we hit home here.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Yeah, I think we hit something.
There was a lot of things I saw in Canada that had done, but yeah, it's just like everything online was saying, like there's just a lot in Canada. I wanted to research mostly in Canada just to see if there was anything cool, and everything was pretty much the same as the States too. It was just like, it was like 1,000 sightings in Canada every year, and I don't know if that's documented or not, but yeah, I think it was really cool to see that like Canada actually had like on their website, you could go in and look at documented like things like that.
What website?
I'm going to post, I can actually post the website for you. It was like bc-ca.
We're talking like government website?
.gov, yeah, .gov.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a, so in the States we have, there's different groups that do it, but the biggest one right now is called UFON. Mm-hmm. and they're the biggest studiers. And they collect a lot of data from firsthand accounts, and you can just go on UFON's website if you Google that, and you can, like, they have a tab that lets you fill out your document of your encounter, what happened, where it was, what happened to you, and then you just send it to them, and they have them all documented. That's where I sent my story into them, and they have it documented right now.
It makes you wonder, though, with those, like, who's mediating all that, though, right? Like, what's stopping, like, you know, if Jeremy and I get, you know, into the Wavemaker and the cowbell and just be like, post something cool out there, right? Like,
then we got to knock at the front door.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but think about it. If you have thousands of these documents, there is a percentage that have to be true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like urban legends. We talked about this in one of our early episodes, how urban legends, how they come to light. There is a percentage of urban legends, like, there's something happened to someone where it's a legitimate experience.
And then you get the correlation between something exact happened to you, and then you compare it to somebody else's story, and it's the same exact thing that happened to them. And the fact that those two are similar, there's a grain of truth in there somewhere, especially if you don't know that person. If they live on a different, like, in a different state, on a different side of the country, there's some grain of truth within that urban legend.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard. Because there's some weird stories, man. Like, geez Louise. Oh, my God. Like, you ever hear, like, I remember, I think it was you guys who talked about this. I'm not sure if I read this or you guys said this. That, like, they would put bells on strings above, like, grave sites and drag it down into, like, the coffins and stuff just in case they accidentally, like, bury them alive.
Yeah, that happened a lot during the plague, I believe, too, because they were just, like, tossing bodies, and some of them were just either asleep or they were, like, suffering from some condition where people thought they were actually dead. Their heart rate was so low that they just threw them into, like, a grave, and they had, like, little bells with strings down there. If you woke up in the coffin, you just start shaking that thing, and there was some guy who got paid to run the graveyard shift within the graveyard, and if he heard that, he would have to come and dig you out.
I wonder if where that saying comes from, the graveyard shift. Good God.
Well, if we've learned nothing from Monty Python, remember? I'm not dead yet.
I feel happy. Oh, my God.
Throw the guy on the wheelbarrow.
See you next one.
You're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
Smack them with the thing.
So we've asked you guys on here because you guys deal with the paranormal and the scary. And I wanted to ask this question before we wrap up, after we've been talking an hour and a half about aliens, almost 2 hours. If aliens so... We're agreeing. I think I can say, like, it wouldn't shake my foundation. Probably, I say that now, but I think it would. If aliens were real, What is, like, the scariest thing that would happen? How would it change your thinking, A, and what would be the scariest part of it for you guys? Before we give a definite answer, I guess, for each of us, if we think it's real, we, like, 100%.
Do you think eventually, you mean, like, eventually are they going to have, like, a... They'll take I'm over a country?
I'm asking...
No, I'm asking you to ask them. I'm asking, like, are you trying to say, like, if they came to Earth, how would you feel?
If we knew, if it came out, like, tomorrow night, like, Biden comes out, old man Biden comes out and says...
Lockdown's over, aliens exist.
So, we've locked you guys down and wore masks because this has been an alien invasion, and they let this whole thing out. Yeah, I thought about this today, and I was like, I'm gonna ask this.
I personally don't think I would be rattled. I would be like, okay, I knew that already. But if they were here for malevolent reasons, like if they were trying to start a war or something, or like they were coming here to harvest us, then I would be scared shitless, probably. Or if I saw like a 7-8 foot tall creature walk in my front door one night, yeah, I'd be scared as hell. Yeah. But if the president came out and said, hey, aliens have been here the past 200 years, they're here like every other Thursday, I would be okay with it. I'd be like, okay, I feel like I knew that already. It wouldn't scare me too much.
Okay.
I think it'd be the way they presented it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think if they were there for malevolent reasons, or if they, like, if the president came out and was like, hey.
And he has, like, his arm around one.
Yeah.
My bro.
Yeah.
We're good. Or if he was like, hey, we're screwed, then I'd be like, okay, now I'm scared.
And yeah, they're like, don't aim the green lasers at the UFOs.
I'm not so afraid of, like, an alien invasion, like a full-bore alien invasion. Like, if Joe came out and said, hey, these guys are here to invade us.
Yeah.
Right? That's not super scary to me.
What's scary to me is like the secretive, quiet slinking around of an alien species
that's
behind
already,
closed doors.
That's like already here.
That's already here. So like, I don't want to wake up at 2:30 in the morning, go take a leak, and in the corner of my eye see this 8 foot tall thing, like crouching its head through my doorway to walk in my room.
Jesus.
Yeah. Right. See, that is scary to me. A full bore invasion where they just come here.
Yep.
That's different to me. That's not as scary.
Yeah, if they were just like slinking around here and they were watching you for a reason.
Right.
And one came into your house one night or something, just sheer chance.
Right. Or it's like the fourth kind, which again, it's depicted in multiple instances where they're watching you through a window. You get pulled at like from some hour, you get pulled from 3 to 4:30 and you have no recollection of that. Yeah. Where do you go? And what happens?
I remember in the movie when they had a first account and it was like, yeah, this dark being was in the doorway, and then it just started walking closer to me. But then she was like, I didn't remember that until I came back down into my bed. And
yeah.
There was something still there watching.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. It was like I spoke in cinnamon, and like he's like certain things set him off. But that's what happens with repression.
Yeah.
Certain sensations, they bring back memories. That's how they get Alzheimer's patients to remember things.
Hey, thanks. I hate it.
It's so legitimate. It's horrifying.
I think I agree with that. The scariest thing for me is the slinking around. Like if we think about like a massive war, like, oh, you can see all the tanks and everybody coming. Like we know it's going to happen. It's like you guys and your Navy SEALs, those guys are scary. Like these highly trained like people that sneak around in the night and like come and get you. Like that's what I'm afraid of. I'm just like, hey, if you want to come hang out and want to ask me questions, like take me away for a couple hours, wipe my brain, let me know. Don't just like, you know what I mean? Like, don't just like take me when I'm sleeping with my wife and I wake up. I'm like, good God, this giant gray with like big eyes that goes, you're dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, that's.
Do you wake her up, by the way?
No, she.
Or do you just make it quick?
I would say take me. Don't take my wife. She can't help you, man. Like, she's too scared.
Oh, I don't know where you're going with that. Oh, no. I was going to be like, she ain't going to help you.
That's what scares me. And then like they're like they are slinking around, like it's happening. Like this is happening, and then everybody's like on lockdown themselves with like, you know, we don't have the same guns as you guys, so we're not as cool. But that's what scares me.
I agree. I just wanted to leave off on one part here for all the listeners.
Yeah.
So, the observable universe right now, what we've measured, it's 46.5 billion light years long. That's the observable universe.
Mm-hmm.
A telescope. Putting that into perspective, a light year in our mileages, or like in the United States for our mileage, it's 6 trillion miles is one light year. So you're going to times that by 46.5 trillion light years. That's how big the universe is. And for people who don't believe in aliens, there has got to be some type of planet out there close enough to a star like our sun for an organism to grow into something resembling us or something even scarier than us.
That just scared me. And I even like, I don't know, the aliens aren't even, they haven't even told us we're here. And that's thinking about that is scary. We have things on our planet like the Marianas Trench. We can take a hand of sand off the beach and look at it, and that's all we know about the Marianas Trench and how deep it is. One single handful of sand is all we know about something on our own planet, and then there's this exorbitant amount of space outside of our planet that's 46 trillion light years away, and I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Do I have to pay my mortgage still?
I don't know. I don't even know now. What do we do?
You put a call into someone, you should be fine. Yeah.
But like, listen, I just thought about this, and they're like, oh God, I never thought about it either. Oh, everybody's mortgage is paid off. Nobody has to work anymore.
Thank God.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's
Can I still get pumpkin beer, or what's going to happen?
Well, you can make it yourself.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's an online app for that.
Yeah.
So, I guess we've kind of like wrapped that up, but like I had just like this last point of like movies that have... Do you think movies have been made like so like they had like these giant buildings back in like the day, like in the Egyptians and stuff. I just want to end on this point. If we're not gonna end it, I don't know, we can hang out forever. But they had like these buildings that spoke and was like truth, and we have buildings all over the world, like, oh cool, it's a big building. But what we interact with on a daily basis is media. Do you think that if they're aliens, they have like been involved? This is crazy. This is gonna be crazy. You guys have been involved with movie making and spilling small secrets of their existence inside those realms because we interact with them more than we interact with like physical things. Is that crazy?
You mean like small tokens of truth in the movies themselves?
Yeah.
Are we talking alien-specific movies?
We're talking technology that we watch movies like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing. Like, when we were kids, we watched the Jetsons, and they had flat-screen TVs. When we were watching that cartoon, we didn't have flat-screen TVs. Now we got flat-screen TVs.
That makes sense. I think we have to give ourselves some credit. I think so. I think that developmentally, we've done that as human beings.
Right.
But maybe there is some grains in there.
That was just a small example. I was just using that as like a... That's not my whole argument.
We do have robot nannies.
There you go. Maybe some grains of truth, though, have been spilled to us through aliens. And, like, maybe they gave us that in movies and stuff, and then we created it.
Okay, so what you're saying initially is aliens are gods because we have no free will because they're influencing us.
Well, kind of, like, if you're taking a step that way, maybe
I'm not taking a step at all because that's exactly what you're saying. If they're putting thoughts like in our heads, if they're connecting certain neurons, like, hey, you know what would be cool? A flat screen TV at some point.
Okay, now
neurogenesis.
Yeah. Like if that's the case, then we are like slaves, and that's terrifying. That's even worse than what we've said for the past 2 hours.
This is what I'm trying to ask. The Matrix, like bro.
Matrix. Red pill, blue pill.
Yeah. God. We can fester in this swamp and dive deep, I think. But it's like, it's so scary.
I hate movies.
I think it would be interesting if aliens existed. I would be cool if we could have like some sort of like symbiotic relationship, like in Star Wars. Like, oh yeah, there's just all these different types of aliens. Like, we're cool. Like Yoda. Like, all these different beings. Who cares? We're all bros. Like, we could all get along. Like the Mandalorians. They weren't like a certain race. They were all just different people who wore the Beskar. Like, why can't we have like a symbiotic relationship? Why does it have to be this big deal?
I'd have them on the podcast.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's like, why? What's the big deal? Like, just come and hang out with us. We're cool. We'll just crack some beers. You'll enjoy it. It's delicious.
You're like, tell us about your life there, bleep blurp.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I think that's what we kind of like, I feel like that's like a good point to like what, like who cares? Like, what's the secrets? Stop taking us away with your weird owl shit. Like,
I think the issue is we're not even symbiotic with the races on our planet yet.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I think we're so far behind on that scale.
Yeah.
Which we shouldn't be, but we are.
I agree. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I agree with Jeremy, too. Like, just come on down. We got cold beer. You know, have a shot with me. Maybe crush a taco. We can have a great time, man.
Sweet taco place, bro. Shrimp tacos, fish tacos.
I wonder
tacos.
If they could stomach a taco better than us.
No, they would shit.
See an alien take, like, a body shot. Oh my god.
Maybe she's like, and then we got babe aliens.
Ooh. Whoa, I'm back.
Talking about second base, they got like 8 bases.
You're taking that home to the mothership.
Oh my god.
That anyway. Mothership.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I feel like we're just kicking a dead horse now that we've talked this through, but I just want to say we super appreciate you guys coming on. So you guys got your podcast. Give it a little bit of a shout out about your podcast, what you guys got going on, how people can access it, how people can just like hang out. I know that I found you guys simply going on Spotify and said, like, this was like maybe like a year and a half ago. No, you guys have been around for a year, so maybe less than that. I said haunted podcast because I'm like, I want to scare myself, but not too much. Found your podcast and I loved it. So how can people get involved with it? How can they hear about you guys? What do you guys got going on for the future?
So we're located on all good streaming services, all the platforms. So you can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, and just type in. It's called The Brown Brothers Presents The Haunting Hour. Type that in, and our little icon's a little Grim Reaper. So you can find us there. We appreciate everybody who listens to us. We hope to give you guys some great scares. But we also, I mean, there's plenty of podcasts out there that are just strictly for horror reasons to scare you. But me and Tyler like to make it a way that's fun, and give you like kind of a, I don't want to call it like a frat boy kind of personality with these scary stories, but we want to make them fun, give you guys some good history, some good background, but also make it very scary. That being said, you can also find us on Instagram. That's probably the best place to interact with us. Mm-hmm. And you can find us, we're at Brown Brothers Haunting Hour. Feel free to slide in our DMs. Give us some topics. We love hearing that kind of stuff. Anything you want to add, Ty? Or...
No, we love to hear from all the fans. Like when they DM us, when they tag us in different posts on mm-hmm. Instagram, when they send us stuff on email, like that's our, that's what keeps us going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we just hope to give you guys great scares and, be looking for a lot from us this Halloween season. We got merch coming out. We got a lot of episodes coming out, so we hope to bring you guys some scares this year.
So Ernie and I were talking about this a little while ago, but once this coronavirus comes down, we had talked about this. We're going to come down, hang out with you guys. We're going to come down. We can go crush some beers. We want to see you guys. Take us someplace scary. Scare us the F out. We want to come hang out with you guys. You guys are just really rad dudes. We really like your podcast. We appreciate you guys, your ethos, the way you do it. Ernie and I have talked about this, being like, that's our jam. You guys are like, our, like you guys with scary form, we kind of do the same thing. We're a little bit different format, long form conversation like style, but like we bring people on we don't even know. We can end up being bros, like, you know what I mean? So we just appreciate you guys and everything you do. I can advocate as a person who doesn't like scary stuff. I love your podcast. It's yep. informative, yep. also scary, but it ends on like, oh man, that was sick. So you guys got to know that. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, keep up the great work, guys. It's really great quality content. So
yeah, keep bleeping out those swear words, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. We love your show as well. But yeah, dude, when this coronavirus ends, feel free to swing on down to Connecticut. We'll take you guys up. Maybe bring you guys to a haunted graveyard or something.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe start the night out with that. Then we'll go and hit up a local pub or something.
That sounds great. Yeah,
well, I'm going to have to be drunk first. So.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Second rounds are on us, so we're good.
All right. All right. That sounds rad.
Right on.
Thanks a lot, guys.